However, I think if there's one word to describe Avram Avinu, and there's obviously many words we could pick, but there's one word that comes to mind tonight when I think back the parsha we read this past Shabbos, and that's the word generous. Avram's midah is chesed. Avram always goes above and beyond. Avram, in his generosity, decides to serve his guests 3 tongues with mustard, even though he could have just cut up a single cow and everyone would have had something to eat. And he didn't have to go above and beyond, running to get this and to get that and to make sure that everything would be prepared for his guests. But Avram always went above and beyond. And that's how Avram was makari of so many people and brought them to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's interesting, there's one thing in this past week's parsha, at the beginning of the parsha, that despite all the efforts that Avram Avinu is making to do so much, there's one part of providing for his guests that he doesn't do on his own. Avram says to his guest, to Shliach, as Rashi points out, Yukach na ma'at ma'at. Avram says, a little bit of water should be taken. And Rashi says, based on the Gemara, Al Yadei Shliach. Avram didn't do it himself. He sent someone else to do it for him. Now, I want to just pause for a second before we reflect on maybe why that was a little bit imperfect, and as great as Avram Avinu was, had he done it on his own, we would have accomplished something more. I want to just share with you something really, really amazing. I brought along a sefer called The Beis Meir. It was written by Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi of Ostro, the Ostrovtsur, as he was known. He was a Chassidish Rebbe from Poland. He was a very big tzaddik. He fasted for 40 years. 40 years, 40. He would fast by day, he would eat at night for 40 years. That was part of his avoda. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We have Shalos and Chuvos from him. We have Chidushim and Sugyos and Shas from him. And he had an unbelievable mathematical mind. And I want to share with you something that will help you to deepen your appreciation for Chazal. Listen to what he writes in his Sefer. The Gemara says in Bav Metziah, on Daf Pei Vavim and Aleph, that as a reward for the Yukach Nomad Mayim, Rachsu Raglechem, and Avram says to his guests, take a little bit of water and wash your feet. A little bit of water shall be taken and wash your feet. Says the Gemara, Bizchus, that little bit of water, Klal Yisrael was Zocha to the Be'er Shel Miriam, the water which would provide them for 40 years in the Midbar. So says the Ostrovtsur, I want to show you how it's exactly Midah Keneged Midah. Listen to this. It's an amazing thing what he does. Listen to what he does. He puts together with unbelievable Bekiyas, he shows us how Midah Keneged Midah, exactly what Avram did for his guests, that's what his Baruch Hu retained. Watch what he does. How much water did Avram give his guests? Kind of a little math lesson. How much water did Avram give his guests? How much water do you need for Netilas Yadayim? What's the minimum shear? Mar says in Chulin, Paskin Alach Lamaisa, a revius of water. A revius of water. That's hard to wash Netilas Yadayim with a revius of water, so we use a lot more water than that. But technically, you could wash, according to many Rishonim, where Matthew had to wash to the wrist, many Rishonim said you only have to wash to the top of the knuckles. Yeah. So Avram gave each of his guests a revius of water. They weren't washing their hands, they were washing their feet. But Bistama, just like the Gemara says, a revius of water for your hands, a revius of water for your feet. He had 3 guests. So Avram gave 3 revius of water. Says the Ostrovtsur to the following. Midah keneged midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back measure for measure, but Hashem pays back according to His own measure. So we have to somehow figure out, how much does Hashem pay? How much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu compensate us for the things that we do? A little bit of water that Avram gave him. Ma'at mayim. Listen to what he says. It's amazing. He says, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, set up the world with His zeres. The Mefarshim explained, a zeres is a half a amma, which means the whole world corresponds to a half a amma of a Kadosh Baruch. So says the Ostrovtsur, how big is the world? The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, on Daf Tzadi Dalet, Amud Aleph, that the world is a 500-year journey. But the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos says that includes the Rakia. The world itself is actually only 400. It's a 400-year journey. How much can a person walk in a single day? Chazal say 10 parsa. 10 parsa. So how much could a person walk in a year? 360 days. He says 360 is the measure to use when you calculate a year, because according to our calendar, it's 354. According to the calendar of the sun, it's 365. So Sefer HaKana, which is an early source, has used the number 360. You can walk 10 parsa a day. That means you can walk 360 days, you can walk 3,600 parsa a year. The world is 400, right? Is 400 years long. So in 1 year, you can walk 3,600 parsa. In 100 years, you can walk 360,000 parsa. In 400 years, you can walk 1,440,000 parsa. Now we have to convert parsa to the half am of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How many amos are in a parsa? How many amos are in a parsa? How many mil are in a parsa? 4 mil in a parsa. How many amos in a mil? 2,000 amos. So a parsa is 8,000 amos. We said Hashem's measure is a half amma, the pasuk in Yeshaya. So we have to take our number, 1,440,000, and multiply it by 16,000, right? By half amos, which leads to a remarkable number of 23,040,000,000. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us back 23, for one revias of water, if we convert it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's measure, that turns into 23,040,000,000 revias of water. But Avram had three guests. So he gave us three revias of water. Which means for the three revias of water, says the Ostrov, sir, Mida Keneged Mida, measuring by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's measure, it's 69,120,000,000 revias of water. That's how much Hashem owes us for Avram's three revias of water. What did Chazal say in Bal Metziah? Chazal said that the 40 years that the Jews drank water in the Midbar was Mida Keneged Mida for the three reveals of water that Avram gave his guests. If you want to go over the Maamar Komos afterwards, we'll go over it afterwards. But I just want you to see the brilliance of Chazal, the depth of Chazal. Says the Ostrov, sir, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. How much water does a person drink a day? The pasuk in Yecheskel says 2 lug. How many Jews were in the Midbar? We use the number 600,000. So that means 1.2 million lug a day. A revius is a quarter of a lug. So that means 4.8 million, right, revios of water for one day. To feed Klal Yisrael for one day, 4.8 million revios of water. But now we have to multiply that by a year. That's for one day. Multiply it by 360 to get it to 1 year. Multiply it by another 40 to get it to 40 years. And guess what number it equals? 69,120,000,000. Which means Mida Keneged Mida. Avram gave three little reveals of water. We couldn't even figure out how to wash. We'd have to be Bekiyam in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim to figure out how to wash with that much water. And yet, measure for measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chazal say in the Gemara in Bava Metziah, for the three reveals of water that Avram offered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a 69,120,000,000 reveals of water, which is exactly the amount of water you need to supply 600,000 Jews for 40 years. Unbelievable, no? It's Mechazek us. You think I'm doing this little, I'm doing a little thing. It's one word of Torah. How much is it worth? But once you start looking at it through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lenses, it's a different thing. One word of tefillah, one parak of Tehillim, one nice word to another person, you know, it could change someone's life. I'm sure you've heard stories of people who just said one nice thing to someone else and it changed the whole way they looked at themselves. It changed their belief in themselves. Avram Avinu says, Yukach na ma'at mayim. Look at the power of a little bit of water. Look how a little bit of water, through Hashem's perspective, turns into a remarkable sum of water. Enough to supply Klal Yisrael for 40 years in the Midbar. But I want to point out that there's also a negative side to the equation. And that's the following. Like I said at the beginning, Yukach na, Rashi says, Al Yidei Shliach. Yukach na means it shall be taken. Avram wasn't taking it himself. He sent a Shliach to get the water. So Chavar, let's just think for 1 second. Rashi goes on and he says, in this past week's Parsha, that because Avram sent a shliach to get the water for his guests, so too Klal Yisrael would receive the water through a shliach. And Rashi quotes the pasuk that Moshe struck the rock and the rock gave forth water. So let's think about this. Mida Keneged Mida. What's the downside? What happens because Avram sent a shliach? Or what could have happened had Avram not sent a shliach? Says Rav Yaakov Galinsky, an amazing thing. If Avram doesn't send a shliach, then the water that Klal Yisrael get in the Midbar is not Al Yidei Shliach. In other words, to quote from Rashi, the pasuk that Rashi quotes, Moshe doesn't hit the rock. Or whatever happened in that incident. If Moshe doesn't hit the rock, then Moshe Rabbeinu takes us into Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe takes us into Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say that Moshe could have been Mashiach and Moshe could have built the Beis HaMikdash. And if Moshe builds the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara says in Sota, that anything Moshe Rabbeinu built with his hands is forever, is Netzach Netzachim, then the Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed. Which means because Avram did a chesed which was a little bit lacking, he didn't go the extra step to do it on his own. He did so much on his own. But if Avram would have gone just another half a step If he would have given the water on his own, it would be a different story. We'd be sitting in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh right now with the Beis HaMikdash, instead of still working our way through all of the long process of Galus. And again, that's also the power of a little bit. Avram did so much, but if he would have done just a little bit more, it could have changed the entire course of Jewish history. And that's a really big deal. I'll just end with one story. The Vilna Gaon's wife had a friend. And the story is brought that the two of them decided that at the end of their life, whoever passes away first is going to come back and report something from the Olam HaEmes in a dream. Okay. So the Vilna Gaon's wife's friend passed away first. It's brought in, the story is brought in many sfarim. And she comes back, and she says to Mrs. Vilna Gaon, she says, everything they say about the judgment is true. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very exacting. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very precise. Kadosh Baruch Hu is paying close attention to the world. Nothing is by chance. And yet she says, this was the most remarkable thing. She said, you remember that time, she told her in the dream, remember that time someone came over to us, was collecting tzedakah, and there was a woman, she was on the other side of the street, and she was making her way in our direction. Right? And do you remember how I reached out and I waved to her to try to get her attention? Because we wanted to be able to help her. She said, this was the part that was so outstanding for me. So surprising. She said, of course in the Olam HaEmes, we got rewarded for the chesed that we did. But she said, you should have seen in Shemayim the reward I got just for when I waved her, when I raised my hand to get her attention, to make it easier for her to find us. Even that little bit of extra effort that I made was also rewarded in the Shemayim, and that was very surprising to me. However, we have to believe that every little move that we make, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. That means if we wear our I haven't been given this shmooze in a while. I haven't made this point in a while. That means when we wear our davening jackets to Maariv, like this, instead of going the extra mile to put our arms in the sleeves, you're getting half credit. You're getting half credit. If the point is that we're wearing a jacket to stand to be omeid lefnei ha-melech, then we should be omeid like we'd be standing before a melech. We should dress like a mensch. We should put our arms in our sleeve. And if you think, what's the difference if I wear it like this or if I wear it like that? So just think about that story of the Vilna Gaon. And think about the yukach namat mayim. Think about the little bit of water that Avram gave and how remarkable the reward was for 40 years in the Midbar. But think about how much greater it would have been if Avram would have just gone an extra half a step. If he wouldn't have sent a shliach, he would have done it on his own. To realize that every word that we say with kavana makes a difference. That every word of Torah that we learn makes a difference. That every kind word we say to someone else makes a difference. That every piece of paper that's on the floor in the Beis Medrash that we pick up to make our Beis Medrash a little more mechubad makes a difference. And Amir Tashem, if we believe that, if we can really believe that those little things make a difference, then Amir Tashem, we should be zocha with our own eyes to see the unbelievable reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant each and every one of us for every single bit of our efforts.